Support for The Sound of Science on WNIJ comes from listeners and from Ken Spears Construction.
I'm Jasmine.
I'm Chrissy.
We're from NIU STEAM and...
This is The Sound of Science on WNIJ.
April will be an astronomically exciting time for us as the Sun, Moon, and Earth participate in their revolutionary dance. No. Moon aliens are invading and bringing back house music from the 90s. We're talking about the moon revolving around the Earth, as they both revolve around the sun.
On Earth, occasionally, when the sun, Earth, and moon align in a very specific way, an eclipse will occur. When the Earth sits between a full moon and the sun, it casts a shadow upon the moon and causes a lunar eclipse to occur. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, partially or completely blocking the sun from our view.
On April 8th, people along a path of 115 miles wide will be able to observe a total eclipse where the sun will be completely covered. Daylight will darken noticeably, a slight temperature drop may be felt, and the horizon will take on twilight hues.
The rest of North America will be able to observe partial eclipse conditions. The sun will appear to go through phases that we most associate with the moon. First, it will dwindle to the shape of a crescent, and eventually it will move back into a full sun.
Those living in the southern tip of Illinois will be able to witness 4 to 5 minutes of totality. Those of us here in northern Illinois will still get to view an eclipse where between 90 and 95% of the sun will be covered. I am a Husky through and through, but unfortunately, you'll have to travel to SIU if you're off to see a total eclipse.
The eclipse will move into the United States at 12:30 p.m. on the 8th, with totality being seen in southern eastern parts of Texas, and will be at its peak here in Illinois just after 2 o'clock, where the moon's shadow will be moving at approximately 1,900 miles per hour.
You have been listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ, where you learn something new every day.